Killian Hayes snaps it to Isaiah Stewart. Cade for three, and it's through! Cade Cunningham from downtown.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards. I'm your host, Gary, and it is great to be with you. We have been a podcast for about a year and a half, helping collectors and investors around the world. So where are you at today? Where are you listening from? Where did you download our podcast? I'm just glad you found us. And today we want to add value to your world as collector and investor. We've been walking through a series called Basketball Cards 101. For beginners or basics or foundational reminders of what card collecting and specifically basketball card investing entails today in today's market. But we're going to take another break from that series and actually go into some more about this upcoming season, this upcoming NBA season, which I don't know if you are paying attention. And in fact, I would assume you're not, that the NBA preseason started early Friday morning, like where I'm at, Eastern time in the U.S. But in Tokyo, the Golden State Warriors and the Washington Wizards. Man, it was the Rui Hachimura show for the Wizards because that's his home. That's his home country, a native of Japan. He, sounds like he had a great time there, loved it. Golden State, the first game, not so much. I think the Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, and Andrew Wiggins combined for like 3 for 25 from downtown. So one of the things you'll hear me say in a variety of ways today is pretty much ignore the preseason. Like if you think somebody getting a lot of playing time or scoring a lot of points in the preseason means they're a good basketball card investment, I'm just going to say, hold your horses, slow down. It is the preseason. It's the silly season at times when a guy like Bol Bol has, you know, 20 points a game in the preseason and then the season starts and then it's like, oh, I gotta play against real NBA players. Oh man. Like these two teams, the Wizards and Golden State, they brought like 15 or 20 players each and they played everybody. Like everybody got in. It wasn't like either team was playing to win. And so they just let it happen. You know, they just played everybody got like 15 to 20 minutes. And that's all right. I get it. But the preseason is here, you guys, and that's pretty exciting. In this episode today, perhaps you heard the other episode that I released about preview for next season. Preview for next season. I went through like the low risk, high reward players, or just the low risk, some reward players. And there were a few things happening in that episode. One is I tried to cover all 30 NBA teams in one episode. That was both fun and crazy. I don't know how many of you actually listened to all 49 minutes of that beauty, but it was long. And so today is not going to be as long. I promise. In fact, you already know, as you saw the time, how much time is in this podcast episode. I am not going beyond 22 minutes. That's my little goal for today's episode. The second thing is I'm not going to mess around with my microphone. The last two episodes, I've got this brand new microphone. I love it. And when it's working right, it's great. I mean, it's loud enough, it's clear, it's filtering out. I've got this little black screen in front of me, you know, that's right between me and this cardioid microphone. Like I won't pretend to know what that stuff means. I just know I also have a headset so I can hear myself think and pace myself a little bit better. And hopefully that adds some value and some clarity to what you're hearing. But last episode, the first half, the volume was... like, I don't know what it was. I might even re-record the entire episode. Maybe you could let me know if you were even able to hear that. Several of you reached out to me. Thank you for doing that. And so I went back to the lab yesterday and worked on all the sound controls, figured out GarageBand. And so we're here. And today we're going to talk about high upside picks from each NBA team. High upside picks. These are the guys that I do think have card value to go up. And some of them are guys that you've heard me talk about and I'm pumped about. Others are guys that, like, I got to admit, they have the talent. Their teams have the ability and the potential of going deep into the playoffs or at least making a run for contending. And so, yeah, these are players where I would say, if you said to me, hey, Gary, what do you think about this guy? I get these questions all the time now at Hoops and Cards on Instagram or Gary at hoopsandcards.com. Love getting those. Happy to help you guys. And this preview I'm looking at, throwing out names of players from every single team, players that have high upside. And so the way I did this was not very scientific. I just went alphabetically through the whole NBA. So Atlanta, Boston, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Chicago, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Golden State, Houston, Indiana, Clippers, Lakers, Memphis, Miami, Milwaukee, Minnesota, New Orleans, New York. You know how it goes. Oklahoma City, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, still in the NBA, San Antonio, Toronto, Utah, and Washington. So that's what I got for you guys. I'm going to go one from each team at least. And with this episode, you know, we'll probably get through, I mean, the goal should be to get through Memphis. So let's go Atlanta to Memphis today. Does that sound good? You know, and if you're new to our podcast, I want you to know these predictions that I'm making, by the way, often I just say, here's what I'm doing and why, or here's what I think's going to happen and why. But like anybody, I make mistakes, right? We make mistakes. And if by the way, if you follow any other sports, this past week in pro football, I don't know how many quarterbacks, like big name quarterbacks that people were investing in, are now down or out for who knows how long. I mean, Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, Dak Prescott, Trey Lance, the hits just keep on coming, literal physical hits on these quarterbacks. And card values like Tua, those were going way up. And now, I mean, I'm stuck with at least one Tua that I'm like, I guess I'm going to hold this one for a while because, I don't know why they let him play with what clearly looked like a concussion to most people. Let him play again. He got another one. Got hammered. Anyway, it was ugly, and I don't really want to talk about it. But my point was, anything can change. Like, a player can get hurt. And card values can change. So don't take these as guarantees. Take these as, I like to be, if you're going to make a guess, right? If you're going to take a risk, I like it to be an informed risk or an educated guess, if you know what I'm saying. So let's start with the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks, if you had to pick one player to say, hey, this player's cards are going to spike this season. If you had to say one guy. Sometimes this guy is an obvious guy. Sometimes it's going to be a player that's lesser known to the hobby or lesser known to the NBA as of yet. But when it comes to the Hawks, I think it's pretty clear there is one guy, and it's Trae Young. And it feels like I'm Captain Obvious here. Like it's Trae Young. He's going to lead the team in scoring. He's going to be one of the league leaders in points, assists, probably three-pointers taken. Shooting percentage is certainly free throw percentage and 3-point percentage. Trae Young just keeps getting better and better and better. And I believe he's 23 right now. He's been in the league 4 years, an all-star. Trae Young's cards are down still. And I expect Trae Young's cards to be slow to begin the season, slow growth. But if I was going to invest in Trae Young, I would look at PSA 10s of just about any of his base rookies because they're all down pretty low right now. But I would look at nice parallel PSA 10s or, and you guys who have been listening the last month, like I just be real here, because the grading prices at PSA are back down to normal, $22 a card. Like, yeah, I would look at buying a mint Trae Young Silver Prism rookie or a mint, what looks like it could be a 10. I'm looking at maybe that Trae Young Optic Holo or maybe a Trae Young numbered card. So Trae Young, definitely for Atlanta. I think there are other players on Atlanta with upside. You know, DeJounte, DeAndre, you guys know who you are. But let me move on to the Celtics. I think the high upside play there is Jason Tatum. Not because I'm a genius, but because his cards are down. We got to remember, we're not just talking about, hey, who's the best player on the team? Like, who's the alpha here? Who's going to score 28 a game and, you know, lead his team deep into the playoffs? But also, right, his 2017 rookie cards are down. You can buy an affordable raw. You can buy an affordable PSA 9. or a nice RPA. We want to talk about all different budgets here. Jason Tatum for Boston. High upside for Brooklyn. I'm just going to say the name I have written down. I wouldn't invest in him, but I have to admit Ben Simmons has upside. I have to admit a guy who sat out and who everybody now is talking about coming back this season, being a part of a playoff run for the Nets. He can do a bit of everything, at least the Ben Simmons we saw a year and a half ago can do everything except score. But around him, he's got Kyrie, Seth Curry, Kevin Durant, you know, TJ Warren, Cam Thomas. They've got a lot of guys that can shoot the ball. Ben Simmons can rebound it and get it to him. High upside for his 2016 Optic rookies. Number four, high upside LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball. I don't feel the same way about Charlotte. I don't think they're a playoff team without Miles Bridges. I just don't. I don't see the Eastern Conference backing down when they see LaMelo Ball and Terry Rozier coming, you know, to town. Like, I'm not afraid of Gordon Hayward's being healthy half the time. Like, I think LaMelo is going to explode. And I think his cards have high upside. He's an all-star again this year. Number five, Chicago Bulls, Patrick Williams, high upside, fourth overall pick in the draft. Barely played last year because he was coming back from injury. He is a risk. Guys, this is a lottery ticket. But high upside because dude can shoot, dude can rebound. They believe in him. They invested in him. He's the future of the Bulls. Number six, Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell. If Cleveland gets the Donovan Mitchell that can drop 50, I mean, we have no reason to believe he's not still a prolific scorer in the Eastern Conference. If Donovan Mitchell drops 40, 50, 40, 50 on given nights in November and December, guess what? People are going to take notice. That's the other thing. Donovan gives the Cavaliers a higher profile, and he's going to be in more, again, more prime time or more playoff type of game. So Donovan Mitchell, and his cards are, I can't even believe they're as cheap as they are. Number seven. These aren't in rankings. I'm just alphabetically naming. We're at the Dallas Mavericks. That's Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic. I don't think he's going to win MVP, but he's one of the five favorites. And again, with a lot of these superstars, the upside is in their cards. It's not like he's going to be a lot better than he was last year. It's that people will notice and his cards will go back up again when around the All-Star break, everybody goes, that's the guy. Like, he didn't even start the All-Star game last year and certainly was deserving. Next, the Denver Nuggets. High upside would be the guy coming back from the brink, coming back from injury, coming back from, I think it was a torn ACL. And the same guy that can score is like a walking bucket, Jamal Murray. I think the Nuggets play crisp, competitive, beautiful, smart basketball with the Joker. I think once you add Jamal Murray, they are dangerous, spontaneous, and he can take anyone to the basket. He can make any shot on the court and he's fun to watch. So Jamal Murray. Next would be Detroit. Cade Cunningham. Cade's the real deal. You guys that barely know or didn't see much of him last year and all you heard all season was Scotty Barnes and Evan Mobley and Scotty Barnes and Evan Mobley. Well, if they had given the award to who was the best from February on, it's Cade. And it really wasn't close. And he comes into this season, the team's building around him. They add guys like Jaden Ivey. You get a full season with Sadiq Bey and Killian Hayes, who I'm thinking of Marvin Bagley. Like, they just got all these like these good pieces around Cade, who could be like 20 plus points a game, 6 or 7 or 8 assists, 6 or 7 or 8 rebounds. I like Cade Cunningham this season. But you got to remember, his prices are high already. So I would say on Cade, wait a couple months. Don't go in and buy Cade right now. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'd recommend, unless you want to buy raw and grade it and get the value out of that. Last one we'll do before the break. High upside would be Jordan Poole, because we'll again be reminded of how great he is. I think in the offseason, it was easy to focus on Steph and Clay and look at the next championship, blah, blah, blah. But Jordan Poole played a key role in getting them there again and had a case at times last season for at least being in the All-Star discussion. Now, if Jordan Poole averages 20 plus a game this season, I won't be surprised at all, and neither should you. He could be an all-star, so there's high upside for Jordan Poole. Those are my first 10. Let's take a quick break and be back in a minute. All right, so let's get on with it. Let's get to a few more players, breakout candidates, high upside picks. And with each one of these players, you want to be smart. You want to buy cards that are if they're not already graded in one of those plastic slabs with a PSA or SGA. No, that's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. BGS, CSG. You know what I'm saying? SGC. That's what I was thinking of. I get confused when there's all these initials. You know, I don't know what to do. I get all nervous and there's a microphone here and, you know, just kidding. Hey, I would focus on cards that are excellent looking cards. Even if you know nothing about basketball, the corners are sharp, the picture is well centered, the front is clear, there's no scratches, no dimples, no smudges, no shimmies, no shenanigans going on with that card. So get a nice raw card or a graded card and get one that you've already checked out the prices and what it's sold for on eBay. So you can go to 130point.com and look at recent sales, like search recent eBay sales for that card you want, right? And let's get to it. Five more guys we want to cover, high upside picks. Some of these I actually am investing in or have already invested in. I'm just kind of holding on and waiting for that moment. With the Houston Rockets, select Kevin Porter Jr. Kevin Porter Jr., high upside for the 2019 rookie that they got for almost nothing from the Cavaliers. This guy helped me win my fantasy basketball championship with a bunch of guys I never met on ESPN.com. Hey, by the way, if you are interested in joining, we actually have a few spots left in our Hoops and Cards Fantasy Basketball League right now. So if you would message me at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, give me the DM, slide into my DMs, you know, whatever that is. Like, give me the message. Gary@hoopsandcards.com is the email. Love to hear from you, and I'll pass word on to John, who is putting that league together. Thank you, John. Shout out to all those that have already joined. And yeah, it looks like a 12-team league with eight categories. But this is not a fantasy basketball podcast. I was talking about Kevin Porter Jr., whose cards, I mean, he's got the potential to score 20 points a night for the next 6, 7, 10 years. It's just a matter of, will he do it? He's the point guard now for the Rockets. His cards are down, way down in price. This would be a low risk or a low cost, but high upside. And if you want to do the research yourself, look at what he did in the last 3 months of last NBA season and look at the future that he and the Rockets and Jalen Green and Jabari Smith are a-building. I guess you could include Alperen Şengün because they've got the Şengün on their team, the best Şengün ever to play in the league. So Kevin Porter Jr., I like. Next, for the Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton. Only one L, so if you're doing your Google search for Haliburton, it's not like Haliburton, it's just one L. But he's going to have a fantastic season, all things considered. He will put himself right up there as one of the best 4 or 5 rookies from that class. He'll score close to 20 a game, if not more. What he was doing with Indiana those last 3 months of the season, he's just going to keep doing it. Now, he's not on a playoff team, so you may want to sell, you know, once they're already eliminated. But buying now, the excitement of him, possibly an all-star, Tyrese Haliburton. Number 13, the Clippers. Paul George, high upside because there are times when everybody forgets about Paul George. And then a month into the season, hey, who's this George for the Clippers that's averaging 28 a game and winning lots of last-minute shots and playing like, well, a Hall of Famer? Well, that's what Paul George is. He's just underappreciated in the hobby, and you can get one of his 2011 rookies for $10 or less. I don't get it. I should just go get it. Paul George. And then from the Lakers, high upside. I think it's because he's been on such a low downside and has such a singular unibrow side. It is Anthony Davis, AD. Let's not forget, it's only been a couple years removed from winning a championship and generally considered one of the top 5 or 6 talents and players in the NBA. If he stays healthy, that's what you're risking, right? And the Lakers make a playoff run because he's AD, the classic AD that's 28 points and 11 boards or 26, maybe 25 and 10. I don't know. Like, I'm not going to nitpick with you over points per game. I'm just telling you Anthony Davis has upside. It's not rocket science. Number 15, Memphis. To round out today's episode, Memphis, Desmond Bane. What he did was for real. That 50-40-90 thing. In fact, if you're new to cards and you hear that about a player shooting and at such a young age, 22 years old, Desmond Bane shooting 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the line. He did a lot of great things last year when Memphis needed him. and John Morant was out, or Dylan Brooks was out, Jaren Jackson Jr. was out. Guess what? Those guys are all going to be out again. Jaren Jackson is already going to miss who knows how long at the beginning of the season. They're going to need somebody else to step up and take threes. Why not let the best shooter on their team take a lot of those? So Desmond Bane, if you're listening and you work for PSA, I sent you a silver Bane prism that I got for, like, I think I paid less than $20. Please give that a 10. I'll mention something nice about you on the podcast. Guys, I want to wrap up this episode. I said it'd be less than 22 minutes. I'm really pushing it. But I want to give a shout out to four of my friends. If I can do this quick. My buddy Lou from our 30th high school reunion this past weekend. Lou, digging deep in mom's old closet or basement, found some Jordans. He found some 1988 Jordans and Pippins. I think those could be worth something, Lou. Good job on that. Sam, Samantha, a good friend of mine who was also at the reunion there. She taught her school. She's a school teacher here locally. She taught her class about the market of investing in sports cards and the history of cards over the last couple years. Love, love, love it. That was awesome to hear. And then my buddy Josh. Josh, helping your son get into cards and wanting to learn more about it. And you watching NBA preseason games. I think that is fantastic. Nice 1980s commercial joke. The NBA is fantastic. So Josh, I'm so glad you're in this and can't wait to talk with you more about the whole podcasting thing. And then Steve and Kelly, similar journey. You got your son, so he's so interested in sports and in cards and just trying to figure this whole thing out. I look forward to talking with you guys more about it. But guys, this thing is growing, and I love it. So send me a shout out. Any questions? Maybe I didn't pick your guy from one of those teams. You want to write me a note and say, how could you not pick Io DeSunmo? And I'll say, you know, you got a point there, buddy. Like, we'll just, let's interact on the Discord. And thank you so much for listening to us. Some of you have taken that next step and joined Hoops Plus. For $4.99 a month, you get more podcasts, more content, chance to win prizes. But really, it says you want to support what we're doing and just make this more, this platform of Hoops and Cards grow. So thank you for that. Friends, I hope you have an awesome week. I will be back with the other 15 players, the other 15 high risk. No, wait, they're not high risk. High upside players from around the league. See you soon.
LeBron time.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.